Hey, good afternoon, my friends. We are in day 32, which is called Warming Others. And in this entry, I shared a very, very powerful story about this Holocaust survivor, Yankel, who said he attributed his survival to a particular incident that took place when he was a teenager on the train to the camps. The Nazis, of course, would transport Jews in these boxcars and sometimes would leave the trains unattended overnight, even for days without food or water, and was freezing often. And Yankel found himself in this boxcar with fellow Jews being taken to Auschwitz, the true story, and it was freezing cold. The Nazis left the train sitting overnight, and next to him was an elderly Jew. It was a beloved gentleman who Yankel had recognized from his hometown, and he was shivering, and he looked terrible. So what did I do? Yankel said, I wrapped my arms around him. I began to warm him by rubbing his arms and legs, his neck and his face, and I begged him all night to hang on. I kept telling him it would be better in the morning, and somehow I kept him warm. But I was exhausted, and I myself was also freezing. My fingers were numb, and I just did not stop rubbing heat onto this man's body. And then the hours dragged on, and finally the night passed, and the morning came, and then the sunlight came into the car. And to my utter horror, he continued to share that all he could see, Yankel said, were frozen bodies. There was a deathly silence. Nobody survived except for me and the old man. The old man survived because someone kept him warm, and I survived because I was warming someone else. And this is really one of the secrets of Judaism, that when you warm another person, you remain warm yourself. We might think that when we go out of our way for others, it's taking us out of our way for ourselves and it's harming us or it's putting us in a worse position. No, the best thing we could ever do for ourselves is to help another person. And this Talmudic teaching that I shared in the chapter, Ner Le'echad Ner Le'meah, that it's a unique thing about a candle, a light. Light, of course, represents Torah in Judaism, that a candle for one is a candle for 100 people. Because when you create light for another person, it brings light to ourselves. It transforms everything around. It doesn't diminish. This is a great idea and teaching of Lubavitcher Rebbe, that when you share light, you get somebody else to light candles for Shabbat and so on and so forth. When you share wisdom, it's not like it takes it away from you. It's not a nothing, all, you know, all some game there. The Rambam taught, and I quoted this in the chapter also, that much wisdom have I learned from my masters, but more than from my colleagues, and even more from my disciples. Because just like a small candle can kindle a big one, and I can tell you from personal experience that when I finish teaching a class, it doesn't just benefit the others. Sharing knowledge and wisdom with others also helps the teacher. I'm a little exhausted, having spent the last couple of days leading services and giving speeches and trying to inspire people around our Shabbat, our Yom Tov table, and just coming back from a Minyan madness this morning on this fast day of Tzom Gedalia, you know, it's exhausting, but it feeds me, it pumps me, it actually makes me stronger, even though it would seem on the surface to deplete me. So this is a question we should all ask ourselves. Who do you know that could use some extra attention? Someone who could use a donation, a loan. Stretch yourself for someone else. It'll be the best thing you can do for yourself. By the way, I'll be adding some other to keep up because we're a little behind. To make sure we finish on time, we'll be adding another one today as well in honor of Tzom Gedalia. You should all have a meaningful fast.